First of all, I really thank Dashir for coming all the way here, and like this way, I've already said, already paid thanks. It was a wonderful talk. I just want to share one thing, that when we were deciding this event, and when this idea was brought up that we should have a serial program, like an yearly serial program we have, so I was given this choice that whoever you want to call, you can call, whichever shape you would like to invite. So what I had in my mind, I want to share with everyone. That I wanted a person to come, not just to tell us what love of Allah and Rasul is, what religion is, what deen is. And not just make hear people what deen is. I wanted a person to come to show people what deen is. You know, right now, nowadays, the time and era we're living in, Islam is heard about, read about, talked about, but it's not seen. it's missing in the life. You know, like I was sharing with one person today, that one person came to one sheikh in India, and he said to him, Islam is haq, it's totally haq, it's totally truth, it's reality. Why is it not spreading throughout the world? So this sheikh, he replied to him, he said, yes, you're right, but for something to spread, it has to exist. Islam doesn't exist. If it exists, it will spread. Islam is only in the books, it's only in the library, it's only in the books. So my dear brothers, the sheikh I invited, the only reason why I invited this sheikh and this person, so we can take this message from this event, that a person living in the same environment that we live in, living in the same time and era that we live in, working in the same kind of companies that we work in, can have entire deen in his life. Can have Allah, can have the love of Allah in his Rasul in his heart. Can rectify his life. It's possible. It's not impossible. It's possible. Imagine a person having all of that in the same time and era, and all of us standing in the day of judgment, on the day of judgment in front of Allah. And when Allah asks us, what did you do with your deen? And we say, no, the environment was not cooperative. The time and era was not correct, and we were in the Western world, and Allah brings up this person in front of us. Okay, why? He was living in the same time and era as you. He has the same environment. So my dear brothers, this is what a prophetic way to spread deen. Prophets, they don't come only tell people what deen is. No. They show people what deen is. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to say, "Inni la'atqakum wa akhshakum." I am the one who is most fearful to Allah amongst you. I am the one who is more closest to Allah amongst you. They're not just telling, they are ahead of deen with everyone. That's the difference between a professor and a prophet. Professor, his knowledge has nothing to do with his life. And a prophet, whatever he says, it is there in his life. So that's the lesson, and that's a wake-up call, and that's a thought I want everyone to take home tonight, inshallah. And that's why I'm urging, and Yusuf Bhai also always, we are requesting everyone, that journey of having complete deen in our lives starts with the connection with Masjid. Start with the connection with the programs, and the a'mal are done in the masjid. We have hadith sessions, we have Quran sessions, right? So, my dear brothers, this last thing I'll mention. You know, one is ta'aleem and one is tarbiyat. So ta'aleem can be done quickly, right? You didn't know how to offer salah, I can sit with you in 30 minutes and teach you how to offer salah. What is good can be learned in very few minutes. It's a very easy thing to do, to learn what is good. So what ulama say, what is tarbiyat? Ek I'll say it in Urdu and then I'll translate. एक है अच्छा अच्छे को जान लेना, अच्छाई को जान लेना, और एक है अच्छाई को अच्छाई समझने लगना. एक है कि अच्छाई मुझे अच्छाई लगनी नहीं लगे. One is to learn what is good, and one is to start liking the good. That is called tarbiyat. So ta'aleem you can be done quickly, 30 minutes. But this tarbiyat is a lifetime journey until the end. Keep on growing, tarbiyat, keep on growing. So that's why we have these amal, we have these events. I humbly request everyone to wake up now, inshallah, that we all need tarbiyat. Our children also, our women folks also. Every single one of us has to be connected with the masjid, with the amal of the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us.
JazakAllah, Imam Sahib.